The issue of gay marriage is shaping up to be an important factor in the presidential race and may influence the election results in some key states. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
President Bush has called amending the Constitution to ban gay marriage nothing less than urgent.
Our nation must defend the sanctity of marriage.
Bush's likely opponent, John Kerry, also opposes gay marriage, but he does not support the federal amendment. And many of the president's allies say Mr. Bush would do well to exploit that difference on the campaign trail.
In my opinion, this is a good way for him to change the subject. And if the only thing the voters are voting on is Iraq, we are most likely talking about President Kerry.
Paul Weyrich is head of a conservative think tank called the Free Congress Foundation. He says fighting back against gay marriage is not only a moral imperative, but a strategic one as well.
It splits Kerry's coalition. It generally unites ours. And I think it is something the president can use to get a little more control of his campaign.
The Bush campaign declined to comment for this report, except to say they do not consider gay marriage to be a wedge issue. But just how hard the president pushes the issue himself may not matter. He also stands to gain from the many others who are more than willing to stoke the issue themselves.
It's way too quiet in here. Look at your neighbor and say, will you please make some noise?
In the key battleground state of Ohio, at the Clear Creek Christian Assembly in Springboro, Pastor Bruce Moore implores his congregants to register to vote, and then, quietly but sternly, he tells them to support an anti-gay marriage amendment to their state constitution.
It's like a stick has been shaken at a dog for too long, and the dog's ready to break the chain. We're going to turn out in droves registering to vote, and also, sure.
If the initiatives do mobilize conservative voters on Election Day in Ohio and other battleground states with similar initiatives, that could be enough to swing some key states for President Bush. So high are the stakes, it's got gay rights advocates like Cheryl Jakes crying conspiracy.
How coincidental that this is a battleground state and that this is all part of a political strategy to mobilize a certain base and get them to the polls and keeping voters' eyes off the ball.
But if Republicans try to use gay marriage as a weapon in November, Democratic strategist David Mixner says it may well backfire, and Republicans may alienate many moderates who see them as mean-spirited or discriminatory.
My father, who voted for George Bush in the year 2000, under no circumstances will vote for him this year, solely on this issue alone.
Also, Mixner says, while Republican stridency on gay marriage may mobilize some of their own conservative base, it's also firing up the other side and mobilizing Democratic voters as well.
I have never in all my years seen such a political reaction as I have seen in this one. Those folks are going to vote, they're going to make sure their family does, and they're going to make sure that their friends do.
But if President Bush has reason to tread carefully on the issue of gay marriage, so too does John Kerry. His nuanced stance on the issue, saying marriage should be between a man and a woman and supporting efforts to amend the Constitution in his home state of Massachusetts, but opposing efforts to put that into the federal Constitution, has left Kerry open to Republican charges of waffling. It's also left him open to attacks from some of his own party's most loyal voters, including liberals who want him to go all the way on gay marriage, and some black clergy who want him to support the federal constitutional amendment. It's also made for some awkward moments on the campaign trail, like when Kerry was asked whether he'd like to congratulate the first same-sex couples to marry in Massachusetts.
I mean, obviously, I wish everybody in America happiness, and I want people to be able to be who they are and respect who they are. I happen to think there's a way to do that, respecting rights under the Constitution and also respecting traditional value that's attributed to marriage in this nation.
Perhaps indicating just how sensitive the issue has become, the Kerry campaign, like the president's, declined to comment for this report. Indeed, so perilous is this issue that even some of the most strident gay rights activists are now trying to defuse the issue, ironically, by insisting that gay marriage is really not very important at all to most voters. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Comments on gay marriage from President Bush and Senator Kerry are at npr.org.